Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. Hey, if you haven't done so yet, of course, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And please leave a review if you haven't done so yet and you enjoyed something that was shared in today's episode or some of our previous content. And you can leave that review on whatever platform it is that you enjoy listening to this content on. Today's review spotlight goes out to Astoria 10. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener, leaving a great review in iTunes, as well as shooting me a direct message and connecting with me. I always love getting to build personal relationships with you guys. If you guys are wondering, like, am I inaccessible? I'm not. I respond to every single one of my Instagram messages, Facebook messages. Mainly on Instagram is where I'm easily accessible on, because that's where I spend most of my time. But I just love connecting with you guys. So if you are wanting to reach out and connect, please do it, because you guys are the reason why I do this show. And if you want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is leave a review, tag me on your social media story, shoot me a direct message, and you will be entered in to get a shout out as well as some additional bonuses. I've got a great episode for you guys today, and it's going to be on the ability of an entrepreneur and the importance of an entrepreneur to push through the failures and to embrace the pain that goes along with it. We're going to dig into that right after this short message. This episode is brought to you by the Rich Life Academy, the online curriculum, community, and mastermind for hard-charging entrepreneurs and aspiring millionaires. To learn more about our community, our curriculum, the monthly guest speakers, and our world-class accountability groups, head over to therichlifeacademy.com. That's www.therichlifeacademy.com to learn more about beginning your march to a million and beyond. I don't know about you, but there have been more times as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, that I have wanted to quit than the times that I have, you know, stood up on a podium and held a trophy over my head and celebrated. It is almost a daily basis that we are challenged mentally to continue doing the things physically to the best of our abilities with all of the obstacles, all the doubts, all the fears, all of the struggles that are associated with this path, this crazy path that we are on. And if you are somebody that is a new entrepreneur, if you are somebody that is a small business owner and you're actively, you know, growing your business, if you're somebody that's been in the game for some time and maybe you're plateauing, I know that you can relate to this, because you are probably right now experiencing pain in some capacity. Or maybe recently you had an obstacle or hurdle or a challenge in your life or your business that brought about frustration. Or maybe it was doubt. Maybe it was anger and you're pissed off. You got a result in your business that really pissed you off. Or maybe you're just struggling financially right now in your business, struggling financially in your life, struggling mentally in your business or in your life right now. And I just want to give you this extra jolt of motivation and affirmation not to quit, because your strength is perfected in the weak places of your life or your business. Let me say that again. Your absolute strengths, your opportunities to 2.0, your mindset to 2.0, your habits to 2.0, your skill sets, your network are going to be birthed out of your weakest moments in your life. It is all about how you handle and respond to those pains and those frustrations and those doubts and those angers that will tell you, most importantly. Yes, it will tell the marketplace. It will tell your employees and your customers and all the people around you what you're made of. But most importantly, it will tell you what you're made of. And that is all that matters. And that is all that is necessary to keep going. If you are still alive, you have not seen your best yet. Do not quit. It's not going to be easy, but it can be done, and it 100% will be worth it. You have invested way too much to quit, to give into the doubts, to give into the fears, to give into all of the things that might be creating a little space of mental friction for you at whatever point you're at in your business journey. Because pain is a part of the path. I'm here to tell you that. I've experienced it way too many times. I was talking with a young business owner the other day that sent me a message because they lost out on a $40,000 payday because they didn't do the follow-up they know they were supposed to do. I just got off a coaching call the other day with one of my coaching clients. The dude is absolutely crushing it, is going to have the biggest year financially that he has ever had because he's been stretching himself. He's been going beyond the limits that he has set for himself. And guess what? He also had the biggest loss of his investing career, a six-figure loss. Learned a lot, but do you think this guy has doubts? Do you think this guy, even though he's having all of this financial success right now, is thinking about playing safe, going and getting a normal job, not living this crazy up and down lifestyle that goes along with being an entrepreneur? Of course. But this is the path that we have chosen. This is our identity, and we have to own it, and we have to be okay with all of the nasty things that come along with it. There is going to be pain. There's going to be frustration. There's going to be doubt, anger, struggle, any negative emotion you can think of on a daily, if not an hourly basis. And you have to wrap your head around the psychology that needs to be paired with it. Because when you are taking risks and stretching yourself, of course it's going to hurt. And you need to get in a mental state that allows you to embrace that pain. If you are somebody that likes working out, of course you don't like feeling the pain on that extra second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth rep, that extra mile that you're going to run, that extra lap that you're going to swim. But you do it and you embrace the pain. You become a glutton for that punishment because you know it's getting you that much closer to the results that you want to get. Get into relationship with your failures. Get intimate with them. These are going to be the stepping stones to your next big breakthrough. Your pain is going to be a part of your prime. This is a part of your story. Nobody wants to hear about some success story from start to finish. That bores the shit out of me. I don't know about you, right? We want to know about all of the challenges and all of the hurdles and all of the obstacles that was in someone's way and how they overcame them, because that is more inspiring. And that is what you are working through on your own journey. And you just have to know when you're in that season and that you're going to get through it if you choose to. Think about it. Almost all great success stories were birthed out of pain, out of failure. And they've had a lot of it along their path to quote unquote success. Arianna Huffington, Huffington Post, got rejected by 36 publishers. You think if she would have quit after that 35th publisher saying no, one of the largest publication platforms in the world would have never been birthed. Bill Gates and Paul Allen failed with their very first entrepreneurial endeavor. It was called Trafo Data, some data tracking thing. They failed miserably at that. If they would have never kept going, they would have never obviously created Microsoft. George Steinbrenner, before the Yankees, he bankrupted a basketball team called the Cleveland, I think, Pipers in 1960. Use that pain, use that failure as feedback to get back in the trenches and do something about it. Walt Disney, told he lacked creativity. Steve Jobs, fired from his own company. Oprah, the list goes on and on and on and on. Pain is a part of your path to achieving the big goals and dreams that you have, and I have no doubt that you can do it. I am 100% confident. There's one thing, I don't even know who you are, or some of you are, and there's one thing I know about you, that you have greatness inside of you if you choose to exercise it every single day. So don't let your current failures keep you from pushing forward. And I want to give you four ways real fast to overcome and push past a failure. Number one is you have to accept it. Don't be in denial. You have to accept it. Accept the fact that you failed. Accept the fact that you are not what was necessary to getting the result that you wanted to get. You did not do what was required. That's okay. Go back to the drawing board. Accept it. Number two is to have a space. Give yourself permission to let your frustrations out, to vent, to address this failure of yours. hey, I can't change it. You know, cry about it, go punch a wall, go, you know, kick a punching bag or whatever it may be. Get after it, let your frustrations out, and move on. You get 5 minutes. Number three is reflect. And be brutally honest. This is a big part of the process a lot of people overlook. They don't like feeling the frustration, the anger, the pain, the guilt, the embarrassment, right? That's a big one that goes along with failure. And so they go and they mask it. They don't face it head on. They go and watch TV, or they go have a beer, smoke some, you know, weed or whatever it may be. And hey, I don't have a problem with any of those things. And if you do not address and reflect on the failure, you're not going to be able to use that data to go out and make better decisions moving forward. Use that failure as motivation to never let it happen again. When I fail, I actually get pissed off and a little bit excited because I know that I'm getting a data point back that's going to empower me to do something a little bit better, a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser on the next go that I take at it. And number four, after you reflect on that, is to plan your comeback. Plan your next strategy, your next move. Be strategic about this. Use all of the information, all of the feedback that you got to create a better plan moving forward. So then it comes back to execution. If you're clear on the goal, then you just need to get back into the path of execution and ask yourself, what do I need to do today to achieve this goal? Who do I need to become today to achieve this goal? How do I need to behave and think and act on a daily basis to achieve this goal? Everybody fails. Everybody fails. Okay? But again, if you are still alive, if you still have an ounce of purpose and passion in your body for what it is that you're chasing, for who it is that you're serving, and what it is that you are seeking to accomplish, if you do not quit, you are going to be successful. Hopefully this was valuable to you guys today. I had to speak this to a couple of individuals in my world, and guess what? I have to speak this into my own world as well. I'm taking my own advice. I'm talking to myself as I go through these failures and I go after things that frankly scare the shit out of me too. But if your goals don't scare the shit out of you, you're setting small goals. So hopefully this was valuable for you. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to spread the message and share this with somebody that might be stalling out right now, might be plateauing, might be reverting back or slipping back or losing some confidence in themselves, right? Spread this love. Let's make an impact together. And let's connect on social media. If you haven't reached out to me yet, let me know that you're listening to the show or one thing that you like about the show or who you want to have on the show. I just want to connect with you guys. So you can reach out to me at Official Matty A on Instagram. As always, subscribe, review. And if you want to know more about the tools, the coaching, the accountability groups, and education that we provide to hard-charging entrepreneurs like yourself who are looking to level up in their finances, but in all areas of their life, you can learn more at therichlifeacademy.com. With that being said, I can't wait to connect with you guys on next episode. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.